A nearly invisible religious boundary surrounds much of Manhattan. It's an Eruv, a symbolic enclosure that allows observant Jews to move around town on the Sabbath and rest from worry. Monique Laborde has this postcard.
Dina Mann and her one-year-old son are stepping out of their Upper West Side apartment. They're headed to a nearby playground.
Morning. Say good morning, Murray. You say good morning?
Dina is wearing athleisure and pushing a deluxe baby stroller. She describes herself as Orthodox-ish. She observes Sabbath rest. That means no using electricity, no cooking, no carrying anything from the house into the street. No keys, no wallet.
If you're really, really, really strict, then you would not even pick up your child, which is, like, sad.
And parents carry a lot of things.
Diaper bag and all the accoutrements that go in there. A ball. Boogie wipes. Very important. Kippah. Cookies.
So no carrying would mean not leaving the apartment on a Saturday.
And you might be going a little bonkers because your apartment's so small, but you don't realize it's so small until you're stuck in there and you can't go anywhere.
This issue that not being able to carry diminishes from the enjoyment of the Sabbath is actually something that goes back a little less than 2,000 years.
This is Rabbi Adam Mintz, co-president of the Manhattan Eruv.
I actually wrote my doctoral dissertation on the history of the Eruv in America.
An Eruv is a boundary made of string and poles, where inside, carrying on the Sabbath is allowed. It basically extends the house. In this case, extends it to most of Manhattan Island, from 1st Street to 126th. Many cities around the world have an Eruv. Manhattan's certainly isn't the largest, but according to Rabbi Mintz,
it's of course the most expensive Eruv in the world. It cost between $125,000 and $150,000 a year.
The Manhattan Eruv is paid for by synagogues and private donations. Every Thursday before dawn, a rabbi drives the perimeter, checking to see if wind or a fallen branch has broken the line. And there usually are a few breaks, so a construction company is called, the rabbi gets in a cherry picker, fishing line in hand, and the Eruv is back up. That's the part that costs so much.
It has never been down for a Shabbos. Never. It's always, we always save it at the last minute. After hurricanes and snowstorms and Thanksgiving Day parades, we always save it.
Turns out, resting on the Sabbath takes a lot of preparation. Many observant Jews in Manhattan rely on the Eruv every Saturday. Dina Mann says the Eruv does more than just help her enjoy a Saturday walk in Central Park.
For me as a parent, I think about my kids all the time, and I'm always thinking about what they need. If you're not able to carry on Shabbat what they need, then it's like, how do you celebrate what could be a beautiful day?
It allows her to enjoy her favorite part of the Sabbath.
There's a warmth in the house, like the minute you light the candles, because you're rushing, like you're making sure the lights are on, you're making sure the candles are in there, you're making sure all the food is cooked, like rush, and then you light the candles and you just like let go of everything.
Most important of all, the Eruv lets her rest from worry. For NPR News, I'm Monique Laborde in Manhattan.